From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It's estimated that more than half of Americans over 50 have a particular knee problem. That is, they suffer from a form of arthritis of the knee joint that causes pain and stiffness and can make even the most simple exercise, walking, difficult. Well, now, a study of the New England Journal of Medicine shows that some forms of surgery used to lessen the pain are actually no better in the long run than physical therapy and medication. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
When Steve Studeni went to the doctor about his ailing arthritic knee, he heard what many of his golf buddies had already heard.
They said that they would like to go in and scope it, meaning clean it out.
Scope it is shorthand for arthroscopic surgery, a sort of microsurgery where fiber optics are inserted through tiny incisions in the skin. The site's magnified many times, and surgeons can see extraordinary detail. They use fluid to wash out the joint, remove bits of cartilage and calcium that can cause inflammation, and try to lessen the pain. Then they take a microscopic knife and surgically smooth the surface of the joint to reduce friction. There's no big incision, no overnight stay in the hospital, and after the surgery, the future for Steve Studeni's knee looked good for about a year. Then the pain returned.
It's a nasty pain that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It feels like a hot needle going in. It's a burning feeling. Sometimes the knee felt hot. It was also, for a while, it was quite swollen.
Turns out Studeni is typical of patients with arthritic knees who undergo surgery to get rid of the pain. That's what researchers at the University of Western Ontario in Canada found out when they randomly assigned 178 patients with arthritic knees to either receive surgery along with medical and physical therapy or medical and physical therapy alone. This is the second time in less than 10 years that a major study has gotten this result. Epidemiologist Brian Fagan headed the research.
The study showed that there was really no benefit long-term of surgery, that at the end of 2 years, the score on a disease activity measure that we used to evaluate the patients was the same in both the surgical and the medical group.
Orthopedic surgeon Robert Marks with New York's Hospital for Special Surgery says that the study findings should not give arthroscopic knee surgery a bum rap. He says there are still certain patients this procedure could help.
It's really a great operation. Like any procedure, you know, if you do a cardiac bypass for someone who needs a heart transplant, it won't work. But I wouldn't then conclude that bypass is a bad operation. So like anything, you have to do the appropriate operation for the appropriate patient.
For example, many patients who have arthritis in their knees also have torn cartilage like the meniscus. That may be repaired with arthroscopic surgery, but this surgery cannot replace cartilage that's been worn out by arthritis. Bottom line, says Marks, surgeons must be very selective when they decide who's a candidate for surgery and who's not.
If there's an injury at which point the pain suddenly became worse, that would point more to a meniscal tear. If the patient has loss of range of motion, such as they can't fully straighten or fully bend the knee, that would point more to arthritis.
And if patients do have arthritis and the pain eventually becomes terribly severe, Mark says the best option might be total knee replacement. Patty Naiman, NPR News.